In fact, when the president instructed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology on his New Year's Day speech to the nation, he requested them to put in the modalities and get back to him. And since then, the Ministry of Education has been working with other stakeholders, including the Council of Principals, as well as head teachers and the National Union of Sierra Leonean Students. And now yesterday, a high-level meeting was also convened, wherein the president was informed that now the plan is ready to be rolled out. Come the 30th of March, schools will be reopening. And so far, modalities including the provision of thermometers in all the schools, water supplies, and also the decontamination of all the schools used as treatment and holding centers across the country.
Neighboring Liberia had said that it will reopen school February 2nd, only to have a second thought to delay it by 2 weeks.
Well, for us as a country, initially the president even indicated that schools will be reopening around the second and fourth week in April. But after the technical committee meeting met, they indicated that they are now more than ready to even roll out the schools reopening. But what we are going to do as part of the readiness as well is to ensure that in every single school across the country, we are going to train teachers so they will be able to do the screening and also with the nurses in almost every school across the country.
In my talk with Liberian education officials, I think they were alluding to other problems related to the students being out of school. And I wonder whether Sierra Leone has the same problem. For example, I think they mentioned a rise in teenage pregnancy as one of the side effects of the students being out of school for this long.
In fact, it is a very, very serious problem to the extent that the president himself, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, has given instructions to the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology that every student that got impregnated in this period of the Ebola shouldn't be penalized from going to school. Rather, we should be ensure that they go to school and they shouldn't be stigmatized. That is where the psychosocial component kicks in that is going to be provided by the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs.